Blog Talk Radio.
It's a miracle walking God. It's a miracle walking God. It's the Alpha and Omega. It's a miracle walking God. Hallelujah. It's a miracle walking God. Hallelujah. It's a miracle walking Father. Is the Alpha and Omega. It's a miracle walking God. Ave Father, we never fail thee. Jesus is my Father. You have never failed me. Holy Ghost is my Father. You have never failed me. Rock of ages, never failed me. I have a Father who will never fail me. Jesus is my Father. He has never failed me. Holy Ghost is my Father. He has never failed me. Rock of
ages, never fails.
Oh, welcome, man. God bless you, man.
Yes, sir. Happy Sunday, sir.
Yes, man. And the family and the children, everybody.
Fine, sir. Thank you, sir.
Amen.
How is the family over there, too, sir?
Yeah, we are fine. We thank God.
Amen.
God.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah, we thank God. Praising the Lord, always.
Praising the Lord, always. Praising the Lord,
with all our hearts.
Praising the Lord with all our hearts, O Lord.
Hallelujah. Goodness,
mercy, and compassion. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Lord, you are so good.
So good, oh, you are so good to me. Lord, you are my excellent. My life every day.
Oh, Lord, you have
been so good.
You are so good to me.
Oh, Lord, you are excellent
in my life. I have seen the Lord's goodness, His mercy, the compassion. Have you seen the Lord's goodness? Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I've seen the Lord's goodness, His mercy, the compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. You have been so good. You are so good to me, oh Lord. You are excellent. In our lives every day, oh Lord, you have been so good. So good to us, oh Lord, you are the light in our lives. Jesus, His mercy and compassion.
We have been the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
I have seen the Lord's goodness.
I've seen the Lord's goodness, His mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Lord, you have been so good.
You're so good. Oh, you are so good to me. Oh, Lord, you are excellent in my life every day. Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me. Lord, you are excellent in my life.
Worthy, you are
worthy.
Think
of this.
Lost
of loss,
we adore you. I offer you praise.
I offer you praises, I set my offering. This is the glory, and we all know, Lord, the living hands in worship, as we praise your holy name, for you are great. We do need it for there is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
We desire the glory.
Lord,
we
are not. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
You are highly lifted up. There is no one like you.
Hallelujah. You are highly lifted up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah.
You are highly lifted
up. There is no one like you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm reading Psalm 22, verse 3. Yes, Psalm 22, verse 3, it says, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel.
Psalm 22, verse 3.
Yes. It says, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel.
Yes.
God enjoy the praise and worship of his people. It is true that we need to be prayerful. It is true that the Bible emphasizes prayer. But at the same time, the Bible emphasizes praise and worship. Because praise and worship move God. Many times we come before God just to ask him for something and ask him for this and ask him for that. There's nothing wrong with that, asking God, you know, to do this and do that. There's nothing wrong with that. But God enjoys the praises of his people. God takes delight in the worship. And in the praise, Psalm 92, verse 1, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Psalm 92, Verse 1, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord.
Unto the Lord.
It is not all the time you worry God, God give me this, God give me that, God give me that. Before you ask, God knows your need. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. There is a method of approach. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. There is a method of approach. Many times when we approach God, we approach God with the spirit of asking. We always want to receive, always want to ask. Well, there is nothing wrong with that, but God enjoys the praises of his people. Look at that scripture we read in Psalm 22, verse 3. You see, God takes delight in the praise and worship of his people. God is happy when you praise and worship him and adore. What else will you give God? What else will you give God? What else will you do for God to be happy? See, Psalm 22, verse 3, say, thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. God enjoys the praise and worship of his people. He takes delight. He likes it. He wants it. But many times, we are there to ask all the time. Now, I told you nothing is wrong with asking God all the time, but you see, we need to have the right attitude towards God. God is not, you know, an errand boy. You keep on sending God on errand. God, go and do this. God, go and do that. God, go and do this. God, go and do that. No problem. God will always go and do those things. No problem. But have you stopped sometimes to say, let me praise him. Let me worship him. Let me adore him. Let me thank him. The 10 lepers were healed. Only one of them came back to say, thank you, Jesus. And Jesus asked a question. Were there not 10 of you that were healed? How come only one of you came back? The man said they didn't want to come. They refused to come. And Jesus blessed that man who came back to say, thank you. At least thank you. You know, God does so many things for us every day. We wake up from sleep. We eat. We drink. We move around. We go to work, go to school, go to places, come back. We have peace, we have joy, we have the love of God in us, and everything is going good. We need to stop sometime and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Our attitude is the same. God is not, you know, give me. God knows your need. He knows your problems. He knows your troubles. Don't be, you know, always, you know, the attitude of always, you know, you want to bother God and pester him with your problem. God is seeing your problems. Isaiah 59, say God is not deaf that he cannot hear you. God is not blind that he cannot see you and your problems. God is not amputated that he will not hear you, he will not help you. Say, but your iniquity has stood before you and God. There was a testimony of two angels who were sent from heaven. Two angels were sent from heaven. The first angel was to collect prayer requests. The second angel was to collect praises and worship. The angel who came to collect prayer requests, his basket filled up so soon, very fast. prayer requests from everywhere. The basket full. And he went back to heaven. The other angel who came to collect praise and worship and adoration unto God, his basket was empty. It took a lot of time before people brought up praise and worship and thanksgiving and thanking God and praising God. Very few people. And the two angels went back to heaven. When the two angels got back to heaven, they stood before God. God said, what have you got for me? The angel who came to collect prayer requests quickly came forward and said, you see, this basket of prayer requests got filled up in 5 minutes. Everywhere is prayer requests. Everybody bringing up prayer requests. The other angel now said, you know what? It took so much time before people began to praise God. Not so many people want to praise and worship God and thank God or appreciate God. You see, the basket of praise and worship was empty for so long. It took so long before I could get one or two people who really want to praise God. And God was not happy with that at all. See, we must change this attitude of gimme, 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 gimme. Now, King David got favor with God. The little boy, young boy, taking care of his father's sheep in the desert, David with his harp. Always praising God, always worshiping God, always praising God. King David, the young boy with his harp, taking care of his father's sheep far away in the desert. David always praised God, singing praise and worship. Look at the book of Psalms. You see the praise and whatever everything that has breath, praise the Lord. It is a good thing to give praise and thanks. Those are the words of David. And God was watching. God was listening. God was seeing David do all these things. And God called Prophet Samuel. Prophet Samuel, you know what? I found a man after my own heart. His name is David. I want you to go and anoint him the next king of Israel. That was how God anointed David to be the next king of Israel, from shepherd boy to be the king of Israel. Promotion coming from God, see, by way of praise and worship, God has lifted and promoted David. I pray for you, everyone joining us in this broadcast today. May you begin to praise God and worship God and thank God. May you begin to give glory to God, give honor and praise to God. And God will begin to do great things in your life, in your family, in your home, in your children. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I have fallen silent, fallen silent. They are locked up in the jail. In the Philippian jail, fallen silent. In Acts of Apostles chapter 16, fallen silent. They were locked up in the Philippian jail for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And right there in the jail, they began to praise God. Acts of Apostles, chapter 15, verse 25 and 26, Paul and Silas began to praise God right there in the prison yard. And as they were praising God, you know, that's not the best time to praise God. When all is not well, somebody is praising God. That's not the best time to praise God. But Paul and Silas, they began to praise God in the midst of problems, in the midst of trouble, in the midst of hardships, in the midst of frustration, in the midst of pain, in the midst of issues. Paul and Silas began to praise God. And as they were praising God, let me read Acts of Apostles chapter 16. Acts of Apostles chapter 16. Verse number 25 and 26. See, and I need my Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners saw them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. The foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone bound to their knees. They got their miracle through praise and worship. There is something about praise and worship. And I want you to get into the spirit of praise and worship today. Yes. We're still going to ask God. We're still going to ask God for certain things. That's okay. But I'm feeling pressed that we should praise God some more. After that, we're going to have Evangelist Laika Lawal to share with us whatever God placed in our heart today. We still have a whole 30 minutes more. We're still going to praise God. I tell you what, the spirit of praise has just taken over. And there is something about praise and worship right now, I tell you. After praising God, God is going to open doors. I tell you, I see people with financial difficulties. In the spirit, I saw in the spirit, people with financial difficulties. And as we were praising God, Jesus went before us and opened the gates of righteousness. And blessings began to flow in the name of Jesus. We received, yes, a breakthrough in every area in the name of Jesus. So we're still going to praise God some more before we hear from the woman of God. We're going to see praise God. I tell you, when you praise God, you are releasing God to do things for you. Prayer moves mountains, but praise moves God. King Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, King Jehoshaphat was surrounded by five enemy nations. Five nations came against King Jehoshaphat, and they wanted to destroy him. And Jehoshaphat ran into the house of God and began to pray. God began to pray, and God said, Jehoshaphat, stop! You're not going to need to go to war. You're going to praise me. Second Chronicles 20. You're going to praise me. You're going to praise me. So Jehoshaphat changed the job. He began to praise God, praise God, praise God. And they were praising God. Those five nations came against themselves. They killed themselves and destroyed themselves. And King Jehoshaphat and his people began to rejoice. I tell you, there's power in praise and worship. Prayer moves mountains, but praise moves God. When you begin to praise God and worship God, God will go before you and be doing things in your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're going to praise God for more. We're going to see praise God for more. Yes. Hallelujah. Jesus reigns. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns.
Jesus reigns. Hallelujah, Jesus
reigns.
Hallelujah, Jesus reigns.
Hallelujah, Jesus reigns.
Hallelujah, Jesus reigns.
Hallelujah,
Jesus reigns.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus reigns.
No more sorrow, Jesus reigns.
Yes.
No
more weeping, Jesus reigns. No more sorrow. It is you. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns.
No more hardship, Jesus reigns. No more sorrow, Jesus reigns.
Jesus reigns.
He reigns in me, and he reigns
in you. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns.
Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. We bless the wonderful name of
Jesus.
Bless
the wonderful name of Jesus.
No other me I know. Let us bless the wonderful name of
Jesus.
Bless the wonderful name of
Jesus.
Bless the wonderful name of
Jesus.
No other name
I know.
We must bless the wonderful name of
Jesus.
Let us bless the wonderful name of
Jesus.
Praise the wonderful name of
Jesus.
No other name
I know.
Oh, show Baba, Baba, my
Baba, my shay, Ashio. Oh, no, why Ashio
Baba?
Oh, show Baba, Baba, my shay, Ashio. Oh no, why is you Baba?
Oh no, Baba, Baba, oh my
shell. Why is you? Oh no, why is you Baba?
Oh no, Baba, Baba, oh
my shell. Oh no, why is you Baba?
Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, my Lord. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, my
Lord. Thank you, my
God. Thank you. Oh, my Jesus. Thank you, our
oh,
God.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, Baba. Oh, Baba. Baba. Hallelujah, glory to God. We're going to open our mouth one more time, and we're going to just thank God and praise Him, just worship Him and adore. I tell you, something is happening already. I saw in the spirit, when we started this praise, I saw in the spirit people with financial difficulties, financial problems. And as we continue praising, those doors opened, and there was a flow of financial blessings. There's something about praise and worship. Please open your mouth wherever you are and just begin to thank God. Just begin to praise Him. Just begin to adore Him. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Hey, Rebu Sandara Baba. We
adore you. I adore you. I adore you. I adore you. That is
Jesus,
blessing for my children and grandchildren.
Father, pray. Thank you, God, for forgiving us our sins and having mercy upon us.
Thank you for forgiving us.
Everything is done unto God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Today's topic is God rewards faithfulness. God rewards faithfulness. Can find it in Isaiah 51. God rewards faithfulness. Isaiah 51, 1 to 6. It can be found there. And Psalm 84, verse 24. My faithfulness and my steadfast loving kindness shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. Great power and prosperity shall be confined upon him. That's David. You know that David too wrote the book of Psalms. There is a lot of powerful praises in Psalms. Faithfulness to God does not mean exemption from trials, but it ensures victory. During trial, one may feel lonely or forsaken, rejected or opposed or walled in on every side. But as it has been done throughout the ages, God's word reminds us to be strong and remember our spiritual ancestors, the beginning of our spiritual heritage, Abraham and Sarah. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, Abraham was divinely called to a land he did not even know. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, God, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. In obedience, Abraham followed God's command, and we are now blessed through his obedience because of our faith in Jesus, the Son of God, and the seed of Abraham. We call upon the God of Abraham. We call Abraham the friend of God. We call Abraham our father in faith. We call ourselves the seed of Abraham. We call Abraham the father of many nations. Today, Abraham is named among the heroes of faith. All of the above would have been impossible had he failed to obey God and walk in faith. We must obey God and walk in faith. Collectively, if though few in number, we come together in faith as we are doing today and remain steadfast, more blessing will be reaped because of the power of unwavering faithfulness. If God's children faithfully obey his word, if a few can find the time to patiently wait on him, as we are doing now, like the apostle did in the upper room, God will work wonders through us. If a few faithful brothers bind themselves all together and remain unmovable like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God will quench the fire and destroy their enemies in their own devices. Individually, if like Paul, we can each stand alone, but fearless before our accusers, God will work wonders on our behalf. If, like Daniel, each one of us can faithfully stand without fear of the machination of man, God will close the of lion, of sorting the way of truth. Beloved things and answer correctly. What can God do through us? Imagine what can be achieved if we are determined to obey him at all cost. It has been said that faith can move the hand of God. Therefore, we must be faithful and unmovable. For God rewards faithfulness. This faithfulness can be maintained by fellowshipping with God through his word, as we are doing now, and thanksgiving, as we have been doing, and prayer. So may God bless the reading of his word. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Faithfulness, faithfulness, welcome that faithful servant. That word will be said to some people at the end of it all. Jesus is going to say, welcome that faithful servant. You read Matthew chapter 25, he will say to the one who did right, welcome that faithful servant. But the ones who were not faithful, Jesus is not going to tell them, welcome. See, faithfulness is very important. God is faithful, and we must be faithful in everything we are doing. Faithful in our businesses, in our jobs, in our place of work. Faithful in our homes, in our families, in our marriage. Faithful in everything we do. Yes, this is very important. We're going to pray for the spirit of faithfulness to reign in our lives. Yes, the spirit of faithfulness. In everything we do, we just spoke about David. David was very faithful, praising and worshiping God. David, excuse me, was very faithful, praising and worshiping God, taking care of his father's sheep. See, that faithfulness paid off. We want to talk about Joseph. Joseph was very faithful even when he was in prison. We want to talk about Paul and Silas. We just read about Paul and Silas. They were faithful to God. Even in suffering, they were faithful to God. And we're going to talk about Daniel and all the rest of them. We're going to pray right now. God, give us your spirit of faithfulness. Yeah, we want to be faithful to you, even in our finances, in our businesses, in everything we do. In our prayer life, in studying the word of God, we need to be faithful in every area. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus? Shall we pray right now? Yes, God, help us to be faithful servants of yours. Lord, help us to be faithful.
Hello, Virgin, good morning. Dear Father, faithful, let us be faithful servants of God Almighty. All of us, Lord God, let us be faithful servants of God Almighty in Jesus' name. Let your will always be done in our lives. O Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus. Let us be faithful servants of God Almighty in Jesus' name. And then let us be faithful servants of God Almighty. And all of us to be faithful servants of God Almighty in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord. The spirit of faithfulness. You come upon our lives.
Spirit of faithfulness in our life, in the name of God. Spirit of faithfulness in my life, and that of my family and my children and their families. Faithfulness, spirit in all of us, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
We are still going to pray for the situation that is on now in Israel with all these fighting going on. Not only Israel, Ukraine and Russia, they are still doing their own. And a lot of problems left and right. China and Taiwan, they are still flexing muscles. And while that is on, Hamas and Hezbollah, they are all attacking Israel and so on and so forth. A lot of problems And then we are hearing that the coronavirus is coming back. You know, all these things, it shouldn't be so. You know, the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus. We're going to pray against all these things that are happening. It shouldn't be so in the name of Jesus. Yes, let us pray right now. Let us pray. In the name of Jesus, we bind those evil spirits.
The coronavirus will not come back again.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Lord, you return them his fellow logo no more. No more devastation, no more God of heaven, no more death, no more homelessness, no more begging, no more sorrow in Jerusalem. The God of Jerusalem, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus, the God of all nations, O Lord God, have compassion and mercy on Jerusalem, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus.
Destroy them with the blood of Jesus.
Mighty God, no more slaying. God of mercy and compassion. Have mercy on Jerusalem, O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. God of mercy and compassion. Have mercy on Jerusalem, God Almighty, I pray thee. In the name of Jesus. Oh, they must pray them, they must pray them. Oh, they say them, oh, they tell them. God of heaven, God of Jerusalem, O Lord God, please be merciful concerning your children, O Lord God, dear Israel, O Lord God, be merciful unto them, show them mercy and compassion, no more slain. No more bloodshed, no more homelessness, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. No more war, no more fighting, O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. Arise, O Lord, let the enemies of Jerusalem be scattered, O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. And I do look at the enemy of Jerusalem.
Send
them the same, we'll send them. Oh, they say they're holding some of them. Sahara, Moskandra, 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 They must get them all who they say that, who they told you.
It's a vain,
oh God, bring to me out of the fire. Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Does anyone have any more prayer requests, any more needs or questions or something you want to add on? We have over 362 people attending this service, 362. You're all welcome. God bless you. And I believe God has met your need today. And God has blessed you all in the name of Jesus Christ. We give him praise, glory, honor, and adoration. We're going to continue again next weekend, and I know God's going to visit us mightily in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for joining us in this service. Jesus loves you. We all love you. Felicia and I will say God bless you all abundantly.
God bless you.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Jesus of ladies, I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he chose. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.